Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. How are you? Cheers, Greg. We're not really ready at the moment, so if we can come back in 5 minutes.
Me and Chappers have just got to find some headphones and then we'll be on.
Right, I'll just carry on. It's all fine.
I'm ready.
Oh, are you ready now?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome along.
No, I haven't taken the bus. I'm telling you what, I've got my name on.
Right, as you can tell, we're really ready to go. I'm wearing my Christmas jumper.
I'd say, is that a new jumper?
It's not new.
Right. You borrowed it off a children's TV presenter.
No, actually, I think I found this is nice. I was getting real nice comments on Becky Cam a few moments ago.
It looks like it might be one of those itchy ones, is it?
I'm itching like hell, I'm telling you.
You ought to have worn a T-shirt underneath it or a vest.
I know. But I didn't.
Sorry, Mark, who wears a vest under their jumper? Do you wear a vest?
I don't wear a vest, no.
Just for old people?
Yeah, it really is.
I need to get one, Scott.
Talking of old people, today on Oh What's Occurring, there is me playing games with some old people. Twister.
What? Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, no.
We met some lovely people the other day. Joan. And Harry.
And George.
And George.
And you played Twister with them.
And I played Twister with them. And you can hear that at 5:30. It wasn't Twister. It was just some computer games. But who came out on top, eh?
One of those three.
Well, you say that. Listen at 5:30. Podcast. Who's on the phone, please?
Hiya, it's Abby. I'm 16.
Hi, Abby. What are you saying?
Well, I wear vests underneath itchy jumpers. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right, so you're 16 and you do wear vests under itchy jumpers. I should have done that today, you know, but I haven't.
Yeah.
Itching all over the place. Here's somebody that would know, actually, with a bit of advice for you.
Hello, darlings.
Hiya.
Hello, Abby, darling. I have to say, you are completely bang on trend.
Thanks.
That's Timmy Trendy, and he says that it's all fine. That's right, isn't it, Timmy?
They are so bang on trend, you would not believe it, Scott. They're not just for olds. Anyone can wear one. Especially looks good with a cut-off T-shirt.
Well, thanks for that. That makes me feel a lot better. Hi, Ben.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, all good, all good.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
And what are you saying?
Well, me and my friends, we all wear vests, you know, go out dressed, go out to a club or anything, wearing a nice shirt, wear a vest underneath.
Yeah.
I hope yours is string, darling, is it?
Well, no, not that far, not that far.
So not string?
That's what all the fashionistas are wearing, though. String all the way.
Right, so get a string one, Ben, for next time you go out.
I'll try that.
Timmy Trendy says it. You know he is bang on trend.
All right, cheers, Scott.
Love you. Say bye to Timmy. Say bye to Timmy.
Bye, Timmy. Have a good one.
Bye, darling.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
This is Radio 1. I'm actually disgusted by some of the texts that are coming through saying, oh, Timmy Trendy is blatantly Becky. Not at all, right? Here's Timmy Trendy.
Hello, darlings.
And here's Becky.
Hello.
Right? See, so, like, how could they... It's so annoying when people do that.
I know. God.
I know. You right there, Timmy?
Yes, darling.
Oh. right, so no, it's definitely not Becky, Timmy Trendy. He's got his own Twitter. How could it possibly be somebody else?
That went well.
It did. Sorry? No, don't speak. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
So we're on for another Christmas tune at 4:40. Come on, there's only 52 days to go. It's all fine. The reaction is generally positive to this.
Only the ones that you highlight are positive.
No, everyone's like, pure brilliance.
No, they're not. Not everyone is.
I love it. I want Christmas all year round. Play it. 4:40. Play it now. See, there's loads.
Scott, what are you doing even thinking about playing a Christmas song?
Okay, there's a couple of those.
Chappers, will you hit him for playing Christmas songs?
Emma, so excited now. Christmas. Andy on the M2 loves it. Oh, yeah, I have just seen the one about you hitting me, yeah.
But I wouldn't do that.
No. I've decided we need to do something. We need a joint name for the people on this show because it seems to be what people do at the moment. On the back of Jedward.
Right.
And Brangelina before that.
Yeah.
And of course, Wayne and Colleen. Wayne Cole, as everyone calls them.
Wayne Cole?
Yeah.
Right.
Not heard that one, though.
I haven't, no.
We need our own one. Now, I think because this would save a lot of money on like voiceovers, because those people charge a fortune. Mm. So we need our own like Jedward. But the kind of three of us really who were on air speaking, how can we do three? Or do we just do two and leave one out? Can you have three people in one of these?
Well, I'm not sure there are any hard and fast rules, are there, to be honest?
Well, you see, if it was me and Becky, we could be Bot.
Bot?
If it was me and you, we could be Scappers.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, you and Becky could be Bappers.
Right.
Or Checky.
See, I mean, now you've put those options out there. Mm. I'm thinking most people will go for Bappers.
I could like to, if I could call both of you, because then I wouldn't have to go. All right, Bappers, I'm back here. And go, hello, afternoon. It's me, Scott here. All right, Bappers, and it'd be easy.
But if I was going to be out of it and had to refer to you two, you'd be Bot.
Yeah,
you?
Yeah. But the jingles would probably go
Bot
Scott
and
Mills and Bappers.
Bot and Bappers.
Bottom Bappers, yeah.
You could.
No, it's got to be Scott Mills and Bappers. I think that's good. That's better than Jedward, actually.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
I see that Jonathan Blake off of the news has joined in the debate on his Twitter. He thinks our collective name should be Scappers. But where's... Oh, yeah, you're kind of in it then, are you? No, you're not in it.
No.
Yeah.
You're off.
Supervise the... Oh, no.
No. Not.
Mm. What about Milky Chap?
No, I don't like that.
Why?
Just don't like it. Trying to find our own version of like
that's
Jedward.
Mill from Mills, what Key about? From Becky, and Chap from Chappers. Just the one that doesn't people are really confused as to how that works.
What about Bot Mappers?
Bot Mappers?
Mm, that's Natalia from Tunbridge Wells, he thinks that.
Where's the M?
Well, it combines
from?
Scott Mills, Becky, and Chappers, she says.
I don't really want to be known as a bot mapper.
No. Scappy? That sounds like a rubbish dog.
Yeah.
That's from Steve in Edinburgh. Hmm. There's loads coming in. Scotchkey.
Scotchkey?
Jade in Cornwall.
That sounds like we've illegally imported some spirits.
Yeah. Chotecky. Ross in Glasgow. No.
No. You're just making a noise now.
No. What do you think of that one?
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. That works.
James and Kelly have been on. Mm. Well, James sent me a text from Cumbria. And
Jamelli.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are called...
No, really?
Right?
Oh,
him and his girl get called Jamelli. I'm not sure that's a compliment. Because it's suggesting you are just one person and therefore don't have individual personalities.
Exactly.
You know? How does your girlfriend feel? How does Kelly feel about that? Jamelli? I bet loads of our listeners do that.
What, combine their names?
Yeah, if they're being really kind of soppy, do you think? Mm. Like Brangelina? Same. They probably don't call each other that.
And you're suggesting we do it, what, because you're feeling soppy?
No, I'm just saying that if people are going out with each other, they probably do it for that reason, like Jamelli in Cumbria. Hmm. If you look at Becky Cam at the moment, you can see what's going on in our office all this week in the run-up to Switch Live. That's when the cameras will be backstage on Sunday with JLS and Alexandra Burke and Black Eyed Peas and Pixie Lott and loads of other people. But until then, it's in the Radio 1 office. And if you look at the moment, James King, off of Films, is just sat there. What's he doing?
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just got his feet up on the chair.
I couldn't make out his face, sorry.
But he's texting on his phone.
Yeah.
What, if we gave out his mobile number now, should we?
It's easier than doing the live
he
chat.
He might not
isn't
be
it?
Texting. He might be emailing another 5-star review to somebody to put on a poster.
But then people could see him receiving all the text on his mobile, and that would make it fun. I'll just give out the number now. It's 078. Nah.
Yeah, again, there is only one person in that office who looks like they're working.
This is not a very busy time this time of day on Radio 1. Oh, he's been. He's saying that he's just maxing and relaxing. You know how it is. Just sent Becky a message to her phone. Anyway, look at James King maxing and relaxing at Radio 1 Online now.
Greg's wearing his coat inside, which means he won't get the benefit when he goes out.
He won't. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 if you want to see what really goes on day to day in the Radio 1 offices. Right, stop sending in our combined Jedward names now, please. We've got enough. Mm. We've been swamped.
A scab is not a good one.
No. It's 4:45. 5 minutes later than scheduled.
Oh, good.
Christmas.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Best text of the week so far. I bloody love you, Scott. That's from Straight Matt in Bournemouth. Jess in Bristol's been on saying, you just made my flatmate's day. I can hear her laughing with delight in her room. That made Molly cry. And there's a few people going, not liking it, but most people are going, thanks, Gappy. That's a brilliant Christmas song. Isn't it great? Sian on the M4, on the way to see her mum. Someone's just passed a big lorry with loads of lights on. Feels like it's Christmas. Amazing Christmas song. Puts a smile on my face. Thank you, Radio 1. That's from Nad. Claire in Liverpool was a little bit sceptical about hearing Christmas songs at the beginning of November, but we've now converted her. Brilliant. That was The Pogues and Kirsten McCall and Fairy Tale of New York.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
I'll tell you when we really know it's Christmas. When Coca-Cola put that holidays are coming, holidays are coming ad on. If anyone's listening to Coca-Cola, could you please let me know when it's going to be on? And if it's like something ridiculous, like beginning of December, could you please move it forward? And then email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
You don't ask for a lot, do you?
Really? Well, I just think that's ridiculous. Like, Christmas trees are up in loads of places now. There's loads of Christmas ads on. Where's the flipping Coke one? It's 5 to 5.
I haven't seen Christmas trees. Where have you seen Christmas trees?
In a bar the other night. Someone's just seen one in Beefeater in Manchester.
Yeah, they're up in loads of hotels and stuff, trying to lure you in to book your Christmas lunch.
Oh, right. You're spending your time in lots of hotels at the moment.
Are you?
No, if I explain why I've seen it, it sounds even more weird. My boyfriend was with my friend having a meeting in a hotel in the afternoon, and then he sent me a picture of the Christmas tree, and I told you that would sound even more dodgy.
Sounds really dodgy. But, cool.
What,
so
and you were just waiting?
And his friend were in a my boyfriend and my friend were in a hotel together.
One
and
afternoon.
They sent me a picture of a Christmas tree, while I was at work.
Is that what, whilst you were at work, yeah.
Don't most people just have meetings like, I don't know, maybe a coffee shop? Or.
They say it's equidistant between their houses, that's why they go there.
Oh, okay.
What? This hotel bedroom is equidistant between their two houses?
It's not a bedroom.
How long do they stay in that room for?
A couple of hours.
Oh, right. So they just get a day room?
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. Bet you wish you'd never
said
that.
Stay there overnight.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, right.
Well, you don't need to, do
they
you?
They don't even stay overnight.
For a meeting.
You're going to... Don't talk anymore. It's fine. Oh, What's Occurring is coming up at 5.30 tonight. It's a good one. It includes Les Battersby off Coronation Street.
Does it?
Yeah.
Excellent.
He's on. Also includes me playing some computer games against some old people. Uh-huh. Guess who comes out on top?
The old people.
And also, there will be a visual element, which you'll be able to see live on Becky Cam
what's
this afternoon.
Then?
Oh, it's not on me again, is it?
People very much enjoyed your panting down the stairs.
As long
yesterday.
As it doesn't involve exercise.
You'll find out at 5:30 when you'll be able to see, What's Occurring at bbc.co.uk on Becky Cam. /Radio 1, as well as listening to it here.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1 with Scott. To make you feel better, Becky, I've actually had a load of meetings in hotel rooms.
See, I told you it wasn't dodgy.
I've just been thinking about it during that Killers track. Mariah Carey had her quite a lot in hotel rooms.
Yeah, that's not strictly a meeting, is it?
Well, it kind of is.
And when you film all those I Love Being on the Telly programmes, they're always filmed in hotel rooms, aren't they?
Mm, often.
If you're counting Mariah Carey, I'm counting Justin Timberlake when I had him in a hotel room.
I've had him in a hotel as well, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, once. Why? What was yours?
He liked me more.
Okay, good. Well, whatever.
That was for Shrek.
What to do with Shrek was he? Was he one of the voices?
He was over with Cameron Diaz.
Oh, okay. And you had to interview him?
Okay.
He loved it. Okay. Mariah Carey
this
as well.
This is a really pathetic attempt to make your boyfriend jealous. It isn't working.
It is. Yeah. I quite like it. Mariah Carey, actually, it's not even sitting on the edge of the bed with her. But she makes you get in bed with her.
Does she?
Mm-hmm. Twice now that's happened to me.
What, forced you into bed with her?
Yeah. You have to get in.
Did she have pyjamas ready?
No. She's like, Scott, Scott, darling.
You got into bed naked with Mariah Carey.
No, we weren't naked.
You at least have pyjamas.
Rupert Grint, off of Harry Potter.
Did he have pyjamas ready?
It was just an interview, but I've had him in a hotel.
You didn't get to bed with him?
Jennifer Lopez. Nicked the shortbread on the way out on that one, actually.
Okay.
And heard her having a wee.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Heard her having a wee?
Yeah, I did actually put my ear up to the door.
No!
No,
I did! It was ages ago. When she, that film, was it The Cell? When she was promoting that, she was doing all interviews in the hotel
room. None of us care about the film. We're more interested in the
I've said this before.
No, you haven't.
Glass and hold it up.
No, she was like, excuse me, before we do the interview, I just need to, excuse me. So she goes into the bathroom, and I'm like, yes, I'm going to hear J-Lo weeing. So I did actually put my ear to... Everyone would do this.
No, they wouldn't.
Put their ear to the door, just thought, yes, she's having a little tinkle. That's Jennifer Lopez tingling. That's brilliant. No?
No, I don't think...
No, I could have been worse. I could have recorded it, but I didn't.
But well, only because you probably couldn't work the equipment, I would imagine.
I don't know why everyone's so surprised and shocked by this. Because I think that's perfectly reasonable.
There are self-help groups of people like you.
She's a superstar, an A-list superstar having a wee. You don't get to hear one of those every day, do you?
Doesn't it sound like most people having a wee?
I did, actually, yeah, surprisingly.
I'm going to keep talking just to find out how many times you hit this button.
Right,
doesn't
up,
one wee sound very much like another wee, though?
Yes.
As you're the expert in listening to wees.
Bon Jovi were in the live lounge earlier.
Have you heard him having a wee?
With Fern, I haven't, no.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Fern Cotton's so excited to meet John Bon and Richie earlier, and that was Living on a Prayer. Kind of chilled out, nice little acoustic version of that track. I think that John rather likes Fern. Is the impression that I got from the interview.
Well, why wouldn't
earlier. He? No, I mean likes Fern. There was constant flirting all
was
the way
there?
Through. And Fern didn't exactly, you know, she didn't kind of bat it off at all. She was just like, oh, yeah, call me baby, whatever you want.
She didn't what?
Bat it off. She didn't say no.
Oh, right.
Here we are. John, Richie, good morning.
Very good morning, darling.
Also, I don't know if anyone else heard this. There was lots of babies and darlings all the way through the interview. You can listen again if you want, online. I think he called her girly at one stage.
Girly?
He's like, yeah, that's right, girly. Do girls like being called girly?
Only in the right context, I think.
I don't think that's nice, girly.
It depends. Well, not in that voice, isn't it?
But that's the voice he did it in.
I know, but that's a little bit...
Here we are. John, Richie, good morning.
Very good morning, darling.
Yeah, darling. Yeah, girly.
Go online and have a look at the picture of Fern looking quite nervous next to John Bon Jovi at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Loads of people want that as a message alert on their phone.
Very good morning, darling.
John Bon Jovi saying
really?
That. Yeah.
Oh,
loads of girls God. Love it.
Very good morning, darling.
They really do. Right, I found the bit that I was talking about. He did call her girly. Listen, he called Fern girly.
You know, they're like old clothes. I see you got a couple ink spots on you there, girly.
Yeah, I've got a few.
And she didn't bat an eyelid. She was like, yep. Now, Chappers, if you started calling Fern girly, I don't think she'd
leather
take
me.
I don't think she'd take
this. Yeah,
she
but
would.
I'm not John Bon Jovi, am I? And I'm not in the middle of, you know, I don't have to be sort of kept sweet so that the interview will keep going.
Laura's been on saying girly, no. Apart from it was from John Bon Jovi, you see?
Yeah, but I imagine if Fern had gone, listen, mate, don't call me girly,
yeah.
He could very well have walked out.
True. Yeah, girly.
You know, they're like old clothes. I see you got a couple ink spots on you there, girly.
Yeah, I've got a few.
So you're not even a flinch.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Right, if you log on to the Radio 1 website now and go to the bit where it says Becky Cam, all this week we've got a massive camera looking over all of our office so you can see what happens day to day in the Radio 1 building. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. If you go there, it's just on the left-hand column. Just click on that. This is in the warm-up to BBC Switch Live, which is this Sunday with loads of acts on, like Alexandra Burke, Black Eyed Peas, JLS. And on that day, the camera, which is warming up for Switch Live, will be backstage at that event. Until then, it's in the Radio 1 office. What's happening on Becky Cam at the moment?
Well, they're putting down loads of plastic sheeting, and Annie and Nick are saying in the chat room that it's something to do with eggs.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit worried that those eggs are something to do with me and not Annie and Nick.
So if you go onto Becky Cam now, there may be something involving
There's a lot of plastic,
plastic sheeting. So go and have a look now if you're near a computer. bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Unless Nick is suffering from that problem again that he had. You know, where
they do have to have plastic sheeting down at all times. Because we had it in here for ages because he does his show in here, didn't we? God. Anyway, so go online, have a look at the Becky cam. And the last Oh What's Occurring Today will be visual as well as being able to hear it on here.
Brilliant.
Oh, what's occurring?
Give me your scores, please. 81199 tar.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one is a new kind of mini game called Nantendo. Now, I challenged three old people to a little computer game last week. Now, you're a bit of an advantage here because you're actually here, Becky.
I couldn't miss this for the world. It was my, I think it was my idea, wasn't it, that I said I didn't have any grandparents. And then my friend Sam sent me a picture of his nan playing Wii at Christmas, and she looked so cute. I was like, I want some. And I want to play computer games with them.
So we bought some. Joan, Harry and George.
We didn't buy them. We brought them here.
We didn't buy them. And I challenged them to play some games on the Wii. Weren't they nice?
They were so lovely.
And they had such a nice morning.
Good.
They kept thanking us. But who will win? I'll give you a point for each, okay? So here's the first one. Here's my first contender.
I'm George. I'm 86.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Have you played many video games before, many computer games?
No. I've played 10 minutes once at a demonstration, and we played tennis. And I played a little five-year-old boy, and I managed to beat him.
Oh, no. So you beat a five-year-old?
I cheated, I think. He didn't like it.
Right. So you play dirty, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Play dirty. I always play dirty. You know?
So that's George. He's 86 and he plays dirty. Am I going to beat him at ping pong on the Wii?
Are you going to beat 86-year-old George at ping pong on the Wii?
Yeah.
No.
You're both saying no.
Yes.
This is
rubbish. Why would you?
Because you aren't made for computer games.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's me and George. So it's me to serve. Ready, George?
Right.
Come on, George. Right, quick.
Where's the ball?
George.
Good man.
Well done.
George's serve.
What's up?
Get his feet moving.
That's a good serve there by George. You won that point.
Come on, boy.
Scott, you need to catch up a bit.
Sorry. Why ain't it going over?
It's not going. You're swinging the bat, but then the ball's going up in the air a lot.
Ha! Do you know what happened then? Is he actually served? You were criticising his serve so much that he just did a straight ace on you. So it's now 3-1 to George.
I was just doing that on purpose.
You two are quite evenly matched.
Yeah, I think so.
But younger than me.
Is he younger than you?
Not much.
Don't mind the mic, George.
Why did it get over?
Return, quick. Come on, Georgie.
Oh, George.
George, I think this is match point.
For the win.
Go on, George.
Come on, George.
Go on, George.
Ready?
Okay.
Right.
Come on, George.
Yeah,
you won, George.
I'm exhausted.
So, yes, George.
Goosebumps there.
George, I know. The emotional music really helps.
I know. Good for George.
Fair play to George. Next one.
So you can beat a man twice your age at ping pong on, on the week.
Next, it's Joan.
Hi, I'm Joan. I'm 73 years of age.
All right, Joan.
Hi there, yes.
Have you played anything like this before?
Yes, only once, yeah.
What have you played?
Bowling.
But you never ventured into, like, Grand Theft Auto?
No.
Halo, anything like that?
No.
Okay, so just the bowling. All right, well, let's see what we do. So, Joan, in her 70s, do I beat her?
Are you playing ping pong again?
No, we're playing bowling.
All right, bowling this time.
No. Oh, no, hang on. Did you have the sides down?
No.
No, then.
Oh, what's the kidding?
It's me and Joan. I'm going to go at bowling.
Do you want me to put the side barriers down?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go.
Why don't you take a run up? Does that really help?
Come on, go around.
Joan.
Ready, Joan?
Yeah.
So just press, it says press B before you start the swing.
Oh,
God.
Joan's going
to go. No way.
Oh, it's a spare.
Joan.
For England.
Right, you're actually quite good at this, aren't you?
I won that one.
Joan won that
you
one.
Did.
Just because you say you won doesn't mean that we didn't hear the last minute of you and Joan bowling.
Okay, Joan won that one.
An official proof that Joan won is on the website, because I put up the nice little video.
Okay, right, this last
that was
one.
Was pathetic.
It was not.
It was.
I had
Do
a
you
go.
Even need to ask us this question?
No, right. Even, not only did you lose, but then you tried to cheat an old woman out of the... Well, I was going to say, right. The kudos of being you, but there isn't that much.
Here's the next one.
Hello, I'm Harry. I'm 68, going on 90.
Do I beat Harry at swordplay on the Wii?
Have you done it before?
No.
What do you think? Harry, yes or no, do I beat him?
Oh, that's slightly harder, but I would say no.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
It's me and Harry with our swords.
That's right.
All right, final game then.
I gather you're a master swordsman, so.
Sword play, here we come.
Round one, here we go. Fight! There's just swords going everywhere.
Not sure what I'm doing, but I'm fighting.
Scott, you're actually lunging at me. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
He don't like it at the Mary.
Scott's almost swording at the TV.
You can do it. Good. Give it to him.
Ah!
Give it to him. Good.
No.
He's floored you. When there's
a star. I've fallen in the water.
Harry wins.
Well done, Harry. Right, he whacked me and I fell in the water.
I gather you're a master swordsman, so.
What does this mean?
He don't like it at the Mary.
I think that's an old people's term.
He don't like it at the Mary.
Okay, good.
He was right, though. You didn't like it up here,
did
you?
I did not. Right, so I suppose I better give you 3 points each there, really, because...
that was the easiest game ever. Although, what's occurring?
Even though I had an advantage of being there, I think it was pretty obvious.
Oh, what's occurring?
Thanks to Harry and Joan and George. Next one, you know Les Battersby?
Yes.
Don't know his real name, he's just Les Battersby.
Bruce.
Well, okay, he's still Les. He was on Celebrity Come Dine With Me on Sunday. Now, do you think he's fussy with his food?
Do I think he's fussy with his food? No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Yes.
Well, you say that. My question to you, how many things did Les not like on Channel 4 Celebrity Come Dine With Me the other day?
Well, now you're asking that.
He didn't like fish. Oh, what was the other thing he didn't like? He didn't like cream because he made a vet take it back.
You obviously saw it then.
I did, yes. I can't think of what else he did.
How many things, quick?
Five.
I didn't see it, but obviously I now know there are at least two things he didn't like, so I'll go six.
No!
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Les Battersby on Come Dine With Me.
Oh, no, I don't like leeks.
I hate salmon. I hate green beans. And I've never had chive, whatever that is in my life.
I don't like leeks.
Yeah. Can I have one without creaming?
I've salt and pepper on mine. I'm not a big sauce lover. I'm not a big fish lover. Would you mind if I just pass on that, please?
You listen.
I've tried the salmon and I'm not a fish lover.
Salmon to me, unless it's been in that tin and it's soaked in the vinegar and the juices, I can eat that.
I don't like ponies, but this is lovely. I don't want toast with this. I wouldn't never, ever have a dessert. Can you explain sauce? I told him last night I'm not a fish lover, but this is going down.
Fish again.
I don't like raisins and sultanas.
Fish! I can't be dealing with fish again.
Can I just say, I'm not a fish lover.
Can I just say, we know?
I love that voiceover man on that show. Fish was the main one, but there was over 10 others. So,
excellent.
Chappers gets the point. Well done.
Oh, what's occurring?
And now, look at the Becky cam, please. Look online. It's time for another game, which is live, and you'll be able to see it if you look at Becky cam now. It's egg on your face, egg on your face. Egg on your face, egg on your face. Yes, it's egg on your face, egg on your face, egg on your face.
How does this work?
Right, hi, Becky.
Hello.
Okay, you've got, you can see this now on Becky cam, you've got a box of six eggs there, right?
They're, Annie's holding the six eggs.
Right, three of them are hard-boiled, three are not.
Are they definitely hard-boiled? Because last time we did this with Hannah off the news, they were all raw.
No, some of them are hard-boiled.
As if we'd do that.
So pick three of those eggs, please, and just smash them on your forehead.
Okay.
My question to you on egg on your face, how many of those will be raw?
Three. Even though three of them are hard-boiled, I still think she'll manage to pick three raw ones. She's put on a very bizarre plastic scarf around her neck.
I'm trying to cover myself up because it's going to go on my clothes.
What do you think? How many do you think will be raw?
Should I put the goggles on?
Yeah. How many do you think will be raw, please?
It's really hurting my nose. I'm three.
All right.
It's very nice of Annie Mac to help out here, isn't it, by smashing them on your head?
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
You can see this on the Becky cam now. It's egg on your face. Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Choose the first egg.
Here goes.
Is it raw or is it hard-boiled?
Ready?
Yeah.
Ah!
Oh, unlucky.
It went in my mouth.
Unlucky.
Is there a cloth?
So that one not boiled.
It's gone in my eye.
Hate it.
Mum, I'm just getting cleaned up before I do the next one.
I don't think you should. I think you should carry on.
I quite like the caring, sharing side to Annie and Nick. Helping
I can't
you clean
open
up.
My eye. It's all sticky.
Okay, you got to do the next one. Choose another egg.
Did you hear that, Scott?
What?
She has to have a drink of water before she moves on.
Grimmy said I had more staff than Mariah Carey.
I know. Right, next one.
Next
we've got to move on, okay? Egg number two, go.
It's hard-boiled.
No.
Should I give this for that? Ready?
Okay.
Last one.
Last one.
Oh, no, it's cold.
Go on.
Ready?
Yeah, watch this now. Ah!
This is so nice.
This looks amazing on Becky cam.
I love you guys.
Oh, yeah. So, two out of three there.
I'll just give Becky the point.
Shall I?
Out of sympathy, yeah. I couldn't take the point on that.
It's all over my jeans.
Oh, no. I hate that. Becky, though, you can win.
What do you mean you hate that? No one's ever done this to you.
They have. You win out today's Out What's Carried Out of Sympathy. Let me know your scores, please.
Thanks.
On 8199. I hope you enjoyed that on Becky cam, everybody.
Oh.
Woof. It's very busy today, isn't it, Chappers? Very busy.
Oh. Right. Chock a block. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Laura's been on 81199 saying, who is that on Becky cam at the moment? He is super hot. Is that our boss, Rob? Oh, I just made his head a lot bigger now, haven't I? A lot. Yeah, that's our boss, Rob. He was known before on Becky cam as grey t-shirt guy because he wore a grey t-shirt
a
lot.
He's a big hit with the ladies.
He loves it.
He's a big what?
A big hit with the ladies. Yeah, he's on Becky cam now. It's in our office all this week before it goes to Switch Live on Sunday. bbc.co.uk/radio1 and try and give away some tickets to that in a minute. Right, I'm moving house this week. The house that housed Scott Cam is
right.
No more. And I'm chucking out a lot of stuff. And I'm thinking maybe tomorrow I'll bring in some of the stuff to see if you lot want any of
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do I want any of your cast-offs? Is that what you're asking me?
Notice how quickly Becky said yes.
You never know what there might be. What have you got?
One leather glove, a few fancy dress outfits.
Got some DVDs.
Yeah, they're always good.
That I don't really want anymore.
Have you got the player that you can play them on?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I've already got some DVDs and a DVD player.
I've already taken...
You've got hundreds of pairs of trainers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your entire hallway is full of trainers.
Yeah, I chucked some of them out because they're a bit minging. But here's the thing. I took them to a charity shop, okay? Quite a lot of DVDs and clothes and things. And you always expect it to be a bit like Secret Millionaire in the charity shop, where you take them in and go, "Hi, I've got all this stuff for charity for you." And you expect some emotional music to come on and people to go, like you're the first person that's ever bought anything into their charity shop. They don't. They just go, "Right, put it over there in the corner." That's it.
They're really annoyed that they've got another bin bag to go through.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah, it's like a real problem.
They're like, "All right."
Why are you suggesting that they're northern? Why did he do a northern accent for your charity shop?
He goes
shop
all
workers?
The way up to Manchester to deposit his.
Just to differentiate goods. Between my own voice.
Are you taking that jumper in?
I might do. What do you think? Take it in?
Yeah. I think you need to put a label on it, though, that it itches a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I expect people to I don't know, a bit more thankful, but they're not. But you're right, they've seen 10 million bin bags, and mine's just another one of them, isn't it? Also, I've made a mistake. I've taken a lot of books to the charity shop. One of them was my Anthea Turner Perfect Housewife
book. Oh, no.
Right, which has been signed to me.
Right.
So if anyone buys that from the charity shop, they're going to have a message inside going, "Dear Scott, nice to snoop around your house," when she did, "love Anthea, P.S. your Marmite is off." So someone's going to get that book.
Well, that increases its value, doesn't
it? Certainly does.
Is everything packed, then, apart from what you're taking to the charity shop? The one that doesn't speak was just wondering if that was why you were wearing that jumper.
Oh, I like that jumper.
Actually got a lot of good comments earlier on the old Becky can there, but not expecting you to... Oh, I found my Blue Peter badge as well. I thought I'd lost it.
What did you get that for again?
I went on a bring and buy sale with Martin Fowler to sell some Westlife CDs a while ago. I'm blatantly trying to get a Madame Two Swords for free this weekend.
As a competition winner... won that?
No, when I first started at Radio 1.
Oh, right.
I certainly wasn't a competition winner.
Right. Oh, no. No.
I was not. Radio 1 Podcast. My graduation tomorrow.
Are you excited?
Yeah. And nervous.
Have you got your costume?
My gown.
Your gown and...
It's waiting for me in Southampton.
And mortarboard as well.
Oh. Is that the thing you put on your head?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to love those pictures.
You won't like that, will you?
You're going to love those pictures, aren't you, with my little sticky-out ears from under the mortarboard. That's what you're thinking, wasn't it? Oh, look at his funny ears. look at his sticky-out ears sticking out from the mortarboard.
Whoa, I wasn't thinking that at all.
They will, though. So, it's Southampton Solent University tomorrow. Hello to everyone graduating at the moment over the next few days. I feel just like you, but I haven't done any of the work or got a student loan. Apart from that, same.
Very similar. I think they're going to welcome you with open arms tomorrow.
I'm so sorry about this, but if you got offered one for nothing, you'd say yes, wouldn't you?
You would.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah,
you would.
I mean, you've got to take whatever you can get, haven't you?
I don't know why they're giving me one either, but I'm honoured and privileged and everything.
You need to do that thing again, don't you? Where you sort of reiterate that you don't want people throwing things at you.
No, I don't want... Don't want anyone to throw anything at me tomorrow. It's
not eggs, not flour, not tomatoes.
No, because my mum's going to be there, and my granddad, and that's not what my granddad wants to see.
No.
Well, maybe he does. Anyway, so...
Have you written your speech?
Yeah, I'm no good at speeches. Everyone's like, "Well, you're on the radio, you must be good at speeches." No, because I can see people. I'm not good at them. I'm not very good. I can see you, but you're just one person.
Yeah.
When there's hundreds, I just go to pieces.
So you don't know what you're going to say?
I've got a vague idea.
Right.
But, anyway, so I'm looking forward to it tomorrow, and I'll be here to tell
you all about it. Will your speech be recorded?
Mm?
Will your speech be recorded?
Let's hope not.
Let's hope so.
Because I'm really nervous. I'm really nervous about it, and I don't do good speeches. I had to do a speech at my mum's wedding, and I crashed and burned. It was awful.
Right.
Not to my dad.
No. Well, could it be?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't here then.
Okay.
But, so that'll be tomorrow, and I'll be back here at 4 o'clock to tell all.
But if anybody going tomorrow does want to record the speech or even take some photos, then I'm sure you can email us or... Yes? Yeah, you can email us. Or...
Right, just stop talking now.
Just don't throw stuff. I think we just need to reiterate that. Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.